It is indeed time for Crime Report. We're to you by the Crime Stoppers, ladies and gentlemen. Suffolk, 1-800-220-TIPS, 220-8477. All calls kept confidential. Monetary rewards issued at various times for information that will lead to an arrest, $5,000, sometimes more. Joe Jacklone, a retired sergeant at NYPD, former commanding officer of the Bronx Cold Case Squad. He's current adjunct professor at John Jay College, author of the Criminal Investigative Function, a Guide for New Investigators. Joe, a highly decorated member back in the day of the NYPD, including the most notable Department of Medal of Valor, also a best-selling author of the Cold Case Handbook, and also a great TV show on YouTube regarding the Go-Go investigation, which we will tackle first. As we welcome in the Sarge, Joe Jacklone. Sir, great having you. I hope you're feeling almost 100% now.
Yeah, almost, Jay. How are you? Everything's, you know, I still have this little bit of a cough. I guess it's it goes with the territory, they tell me. But
yeah,
patience is something that you got to deal with.
No doubt. Weather does not help. Back and forth temps, but hopefully you are on the mend, my friend. We saw a lot of activity this week on Eastern Long Island, Joe. And when there is activity, they're looking for something, maybe bodies, parts, who knows. But it's all about Gilgo right now in Manorville. Day two intensified yesterday. More enforcement was there, Sarge. Give me a sense of what you know and what you're feeling here with us.
Yeah, I think myself included, and everybody else was kind of caught off guard about what transpired started the other day. You know, helicopters, New York State Police, NYPD, Suffolk County. I don't remember seeing Nassau County, but someone had mentioned they were there too. But lots of cadaver dogs. And they actually had the sections, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They actually had them segmented off. Suffolk was in one. State Police was in another, NYPD in another, so they had this whole huge crime scene broken up into zones, and they've been searching with the dogs and letting the dogs run freely as their handlers are walking behind them. I mean, it's just, it's a vast area, as you know, and, you know, lots of different things, and now everything's starting to come in, right? So the leaves are coming in, and the thorns and the bushes and everything else, so it makes things a little difficult, but you know, we're just all waiting with bated breath to see if they find anything.
Yeah, we had Frank McKay on yesterday, Sarge. You know, I kind of had the same process of thinking as Frank did. He's been on this case as long as we have. And, you know, Bittrolf's name came into mind. He used to live out there. Of course, he's doing 50 years on the strangulation deaths of two sex workers. In his own right, Rita Tangredi and Sidney McNamee. But that was the first thing that popped into my head. Now, of course, you know, you think about the partial remains of the victims, Valerie Mack, Jessica Taylor. They were found in that wooded area near Halsey Manor Road there. So, you know, listen, a lot of speculation there, Sarge. A lot of speculation still going on here.
Well, yeah, because you have two individuals that, you have one that's in custody for the killing of four Rex Heuermann, and then you have the tie-in from Manorville to Gilgo. So automatically you're going to lend your, you know, eyes towards that way. And then, of course, you got the John Bittrolf thing. And here's the thing with the Bittrolf, right? So, yeah, he lived not too far from where this is happening. But the issue is that, if you remember, his lawyers had put the 440 motion in to have his sentence, you know, vacated and start over because they said they didn't get, you know, the DNA evidence or what have you. But then all of a sudden, he completely disappeared from the docket. After several adjournments, the entire case just got wiped clean from the web crimps. So it's an interesting aspect in that regards. I mean, I can't read into the tea leaves, so to speak, what happened there. But it was hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden just disappeared. So, yeah, no. John Bittrolf, his name has been thrown around as the rumor mill has really geared up about what's happening here. And, of course, you know, Rex's name has been thrown into the mix because they have somebody in custody already. And now you have to see if you can you know, build your case and evidence with some of the others. So I don't think it's unusual.
Yeah, what do you think about Jane Doe 6? Sarge, if you remember, you know, they were found within the hamlet of Annabelle. That was, you know, I think it was in 2000 it was. And additional remains belonging to that same woman surfaced on Gilgo in 2011. You know, it was a year after the whole Shannon Gilbert deal. I mean, you know, you really need a chart here to kind of keep in check here with all that's been going on here. But, you know, Rex in custody for the four women, Bitrol for the two. And, you know, listen, they got some information. They wouldn't be out there in unison over the last couple of days if they didn't think it was important. Let's put it that way. So they got information. And, you know, Joe, you and I talk all the time. It's never a dull day regarding this. There are still going to be many a twist, many a turn regarding this investigation.
Yes, and actually we kind of alluded to that a long time ago when we said we heard nothing for years, and then all of a sudden it was bang last July. And since then, we've been off and running. But, you know, here's something that it looks as if the district attorney is running this investigation, because every news agency that said that we called the Suffolk police for a comment, and they sent this over to the district attorney's office. So it looks as if maybe the grand jury, the secret grand jury that the DA's running, maybe they got information from there. I mean, who knows at this point? But the issue that comes down to is it shows something good in the respect that the Suffolk County Police and the district attorney's office is still investigating other cases. And they're actually, you know, for me, they're looking for additional victims. So I think this is a good first step, and it's something that we didn't see that happened years prior. So if, you know, I'm very comfortable with that, and the whole thing, keep it secret until you find something, and let's just see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there, no question. And, you know, this is why Mike Brown is representing Yorman, is trying to throw a wrench into things. You know, he wants those documents regarding Jimmy Burke back in the day, thwarted the investigation from the get-go. We know the links that Burke has had into that Oak Beach area. I mean, you know, Lita Rickenbacker, the whole thing. You know, it just goes on and on and on as far as Burke is concerned. Listen, when there's trouble, that's where Jimmy Burke usually is, you know, or at least he's associated with. And I have no problem with Brown trying to figure out his job. He's trying to make sure that I's were dotted and T's crossed regarding Burke and this investigation from way back.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the, you know, what he requested, because it was only a matter of time. This wasn't like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. So it's important that the district attorney gathers all this information. I don't know how he's going to get the FBI files. I don't know exactly what goes on. Anything that the district attorney has, of course, is going to hand over. And if there's anything else, I don't know, but you know, the issue that comes down to is, if you remember, Attorney John Ray had kind of, in the January symposium, had mentioned something in regards to him and Rex hanging out at a party with this, you know, with this one woman, and he has taken in this affidavit. So that becomes problematic, I think, for the district attorney.
No doubt. And listen, folks, they got Rex dead to rights with all this evidence. I mean, really, DNA, pizza crust, coffee cups. You know, cause, witnesses, South Carolina, maybe, you know, I mean, you go on and on. But certainly there is some intensity as far as what else that these top flight figures in this investigation have heard about, and thus what we have going on here. The Sarge with us, Joe Jacklin on the crime report. Joe, a couple other items. Where you had a guy who made threats allegedly against the schools of Islip taken into custody yesterday in another state, unrelated charges here. So the superintendent kind of quelling the waters with a letter to the parents and everything else. You know, a couple of scary days as far as the school district was concerned. There was some events going on and everything else. You saw the presence there of police. Will continue, by the way. Kids are on the recess. They'll come back on Monday Nonetheless, a bit of relief for many here.
Yes, and we've seen authorities on Long Island take these very serious, as they should, and they've investigated the cases, found out who was responsible, and taken them and had them taken into custody. So we've seen this happen a couple of times. Some people are going to learn the hard way if they're thinking that this is going to be a joke or what have you, and they think that because they're behind state lines that they can do something like this. It's just not going to happen. The digital evidence makes the world very small, and the cops are going to be able to find you and get an arrest warrant and have you taken out by the local police and then extradited back here to Long Island. So, it's just a dumb move on anybody's part, and it's unfortunate, but they handle this thing perfectly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A couple other cases, Sarge, where you had the godfather, as he's been called, of the Bloods gang. He's currently out in California serving extradited as far as Long Island in conjunction with some situations involved. This was the Long Island faction of the Bloods gang, organized a campaign of violence, killings, armed robberies, all, by the way, behind bars. He orchestrated it, and all part of the plan to establish, the dominance in Nassau and Suffolk. New charges against Latique Johnson here, Sarge.
Yeah, it's amazing that, we hear from a lot of the reform advocates about how bad prison is and stuff like that. And here we have somebody who is running a criminal organization from across the country and still able to do this, whether through people within the jail system themselves or through electronic communications and cell phones and everything else that goes on. So it just goes to show you how dangerous these individuals are. And listen, the task force is in full effect, and we have two excellent district attorneys in both counties. So the people of Long Island should be happy about how the criminal justice is being handled. Sometimes they get a little hamstrung from what Albany's up to and what they're doing, but I guess they just trudge it away, keep on going, and that's the way you should do it. And let Albany do what Albany does, and until people can vote them out, this is what you're going to deal with.
Oh, well, that's the thing. That's the only way you get change, and Albany did nothing regarding reforms in a hardcore way, especially after Officer Jonathan Diller was murdered. You would have thought, we'll ask this of State Senator Anthony Palumbo a little bit later on, but you would have thought that something would have been done in a more concise and forceful manner. Nothing was done. Dangerousness, judges, that type of thing. But just another poor showing as far as where we're at. And you're right. The only way to make change is vote people out who are not getting it done. Plenty up there. Plenty up there, Sarge.
Yep.
Two quick ones for you. Dr. Darius Paddock took advantage of his adolescent and young adult patient's desperation, sexually abused them. This guy was a urologist, of all things. Worked for Northwell Health, and had a lot of victims here. Very troubling, very troubling. Could spend life in prison, by the way, if convicted. He probably will be.
Yeah, and he deserves it. And the issue that comes down to is there might be a potential, a lot more victims that haven't come forward yet. So as they plastered his face all over the paper and everything like that, I think that they're probably getting more calls in. So if you had your child examined by this man, I think they're just requesting you to contact them. And it's an awful, awful situation that we're dealing with here.
And thank goodness for the Adult Survivors Act from a couple of years ago, which gave alleged victims of this type of sexual abuse and assault a one-year window that ended, back in November, that to file suits, even if the offenses happened years ago. And that is a good thing. It's not easy for folks to come forward. One final thing here. We talked about it earlier. Just as horrific a story as you could ever talk about. And we talk about this type of stuff all too often, unfortunately, where you have this, I don't know what to call this guy, but he strangled, bunched, violently shook, smothered his son, who was only 5 weeks old. I mean, he injured the baby so severely that he was put on life support. Needed emergency surgery. I hate to end it on that note, Joe, but, guys like Vincent DiStassi. You know what you do with guys like that? You basically put them in a jail cell and let them rot. I mean, that's really what you do. You let them rot. And, you know, it's part of the job when you talk about this stuff, but it's rough. It really is a rough one.
Nothing worse than crimes against children, and specifically infants, totally defenseless and just totally innocent of just about anything. And it's just mind-blowing how somebody could do something as awful and horrific as this.
Yeah, love to ask what Carl Hastie thinks about crimes of this nature. Who knows? Sir, you've got a couple of great things going for you, though. You've got a great book that is still out there, The Cold Case Handbook, and, of course, your TV show on YouTube, now even with more content to come as far as the last couple of days. With the Gilgo investigation. Talk to me about both.
Yeah, the Gilgo case is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm going to be going live at 8 o'clock this morning, actually, on True Crime with the Sarge. If you want to head over to YouTube afterwards, after Jay's show, you could catch the replay. And you can see about how this case is actually, you know, forming in that respect. And like I said, I like the direction it's going to. And, yes, the books are going great. You know, very fortunate, Jay.
Well, well-deserved. Well-deserved, my friend. You keep mending, and hopefully you're 100% feeling great. We'll be watching you after our show and everything else for the replay. Great stuff there. The Sarge and Joe Jacalone. The YouTube channel, look for it, Jacalone, G-I-A-C-L-O-N-E. And, of course, the Cold Case Handbook, if you haven't picked it up, it's on Amazon. Check it out. You get better, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jay, thank you. Talk to you soon.